realms of Senith.
Oh yeah, I made a mess, but you weren't here to stop me, so...
That's all right. I've got a bill for you.
Not sure if Alita's going to make it today, or tonight, I should say. But I mean, after how she killed that beholder clockwork, I guess she needs a rest?
Just a little power nap.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess... I don't know what Alita can do. Like, I guess I could say you see her eyes glaze over as she becomes an NPC.
That what's been happening to Morid?
Yeah.
She's just like, you know, seems like she's, you know, like in control of herself. And then she just randomly starts wandering off into the distance as she becomes an NPC.
She just bugs out. Starts walking in place as she loses connection.
Just walks into the wall.
However, who doesn't walk strange would be Morid as he comes into the large chamber that we left off in.
He was walking into the wall all of last session.
Oh, sorry. I'm dying.
However, with him is accompanied, or he's accompanied by a man who is wearing pretty long robes, gathering dirt from the floor, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know why he's wearing them, but he is.
Because he wants to be fancy.
Yeah. It looks like they were fancy robes, but like they're all dusty and dirty now.
They're the unfancy robes.
Okay. So there's also a door.
Wait, all I heard was fancy robes and I didn't want to say anything and sound stupid, but yeah.
No, would you want to, you can say whatever.
All I heard was fancy robes, so I don't know what's going on. I zoned out for a minute, sorry.
There's a guy with Morid and he has fancy robes. That's the summary of the story. The end.
Yeah, you really didn't miss anything more than that.
I have fancy robes.
So it's a guy and he's got fancy robes and he's with Morid. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, Morid, you're not wearing the fancy... Oh, I mean, I guess you could be if you're like carrying them for him or something. I don't know.
Do you want to be fancy, Morid?
I mean, I am fancy.
Congratulations, you are now wearing fancy robes. Enjoy.
Yay.
So the scene for Morid, I suppose, would be that you see several broken clockworks just on the ground near them, look like those little spiders. One larger one, however, is in pieces, like some spherical machine that I suppose you would put together at some point, looking at the tentacles on it, that it was probably a clockwork beholder. And there's a suspicious silver fork sticking out of one of the tentacles.
Before you ask, Morid, nobody got disintegrated, thankfully.
Thankfully.
But, what's that dude's name?
Fleer?
Yeah, he's not doing so hot. Or maybe he's doing too hot. I don't know. He was like all melty or something.
Alita!
You made it! Hi!
Alita's no longer walking into a wall.
Her eyes come back to normal. She warps back into place near that beholder.
No longer an NPC.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just messing around. I didn't know how to explain where Alita would go. So just like, would she just wander away now? Or
yeah, we end off with her stabbing the beholder to death with a fork. And then she just like casually gets up and walks away for 5 minutes. And then she comes back.
I think I was pretty damaged.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if I can...
Probably did need a little power nap then.
Oh, hang on. I gotta go for a minute.
Okay, see ya.
Alita wanders off into the distance now.
So the man with Morid would say, well, hello, I'm Louis. I'm a king's advisor. I have been asked to accompany you on this adventure.
Cool. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. I'm not an adventurer myself. I'm more of like a counsel or an advisor. So,
well, I guess we have two of those now. because I'm sure you'll be spending a lot of time with Amir.
Oh, yes. A lovely little goblin he is.
Yep, you two will be the best of friends.
So I had something of a short conversation with Morin earlier. I think you said you had something you'd like to talk to the group about. I think we all should listen to him.
Yeah, I pull out a notebook and I start ripping out pieces of paper and handing them to each of the group.
Now, what is this, Mord?
This is the bill for repairs to Mordville. You all owe me money.
I caused none of this damage.
You were a party to it.
Blame the dragon.
Dragon's yours anyways. You should be paying this bill. You made the dragon and attacked us with it. What do you mean?
I did no such thing.
Excuse me.
Your excuse?
Don't gaslight me.
You owe me money for repairs.
I owe you nothing. I'm going to rip up this bill. Fuck you, Mord.
As soon as she rips it out, I pull up another duplicate copy and hand it to her. I got as many copies as you need.
I'm not going to take it, and I'm not going to pay it, so...
Well, I think we all can see that Mord's a little upset. Mm-hmm.
You seem like a very wealthy guy. Why don't you pay it?
Well, I can understand why you would be attacking me in this situation. But...
See? Now you know how it feels.
Oh, do you have money? You should definitely pay it then.
I don't know. Let me see the bills.
Mort, give him my bill.
How much is it?
Yeah.
How much are the repairs? A lot, I would imagine.
Let's see, a two-story building.
And isn't my servant dead now that I hear my servant's dead too?
Oh yeah, Alfred, I think his name was.
Yeah, or whatever his name was.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. Mort handed you a bill for the damage to Bainter.
We said fuck you, we ain't paying.
All of you.
And told his buddy to pay since he's rich.
Tax the rich.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you our fee for, saving your town.
Yes.
And it will be a lot more expensive than what you just handed us.
No, I don't believe that's true. You destroyed a building and a manservant, and you destroyed a whole floor. Of the city,
and
it was getting
we
rebuilt,
just saved an entire city, and so yeah. I think we win.
You've already been compensated for that by the king.
How exactly?
What do you mean, how exactly? You've been paid. That's why you're here, because you've been hired. Yes, he did.
You did not hire us.
I didn't hire you. The king did. You've been compensated for this.
No, you're going to compensate us.
Blame the dragon.
Or it is no longer Moridville. It's going to be whatever the king wants. So what do you think about that?
I think that I'm going to go back on Baindert's side. Because at least he respected Mordville.
Okay. Well, let's get rid of Mord then, guys.
Hey, let's go pick up that bard outside.
There's a bard outside.
Is there a bard outside?
Yeah, because when you basically decided to get rid of... Generic, you're like, could play Morage, but also have a bard character.
I've already hired that bard character.
All right, so as you can see, like, there are some rough feelings about this. This has been a hard adventure, I would say.
Blame the dragon. That's all I have to say.
There's grievances on both sides, it would seem, but I can't think of a better way to come back together as an adventuring team than going back to your roots, which would be adventuring. Maybe a good dungeon crawl. There happens to be one right here. And then we can all remember why we work together so well.
There's just conveniently a dungeon right here. Right as you say that, there's just conveniently a dungeon. It's very convenient.
It seems that the door is open already.
That's even more convenient.
Do we go?
Well, what do you think, Mord? Do you want to be free of Baindor? Do you want the aid of your friends, or are you really going to burn those bridges?
It just depends on how much more damage you guys do to Mordville. It seems like no one cares.
I think you did your own damage. Who was the one who made that giant shockwave bomb? Was it me?
I think we should be compensated for some
chicken.
Who
made the dragon I destroyed everything with in the first place? And gave me a dragon of all people. Me!
Big mistake. Well,
I expected you to be a respectable adventurer that doesn't destroy one's home. Like, I don't go to your forest and, like, chop down random trees.
Compensate us for the chickens you murdered with your dragon.
Yeah, all of them. The hundreds of chickens.
If I may step in on these points, it is not entirely fair to hold Mord responsible for his actions while he was under the influence.
Yeah, okay.
I think the real bad guy here is Baindur.
You're right.
Maybe we should just, you know, have some beer, remember our camaraderie, and go do this dungeon crawl.
Stab a mummy.
Oh, I should get my rum. Got it.
What do you say, Morad?
Yeah, let's go.
So, beyond this massive stone door that was opened last session, you see a hallway that extends out about 30 feet forward. It goes to one door at the very end. This one looks pretty thick, but it's much smaller than the chamber you're currently in. It's almost like a normal-sized door by comparison. Upon approach, it's pretty easy to open this one. Just the handle's very clearly on there. There doesn't seem to be any traps as you investigate it.
Did we, scavenge that thing that we took out?
Oh, the beholder?
Yeah.
There's a couple gems on the tentacles, but scavenge it. I think you were talking about that actually, weren't you? Like for Morad even? I can't remember.
I don't know. Were you talking about it when I wasn't here?
Maybe I made that up.
We could give those gems to Morad. Maybe we could all agree to that. Did we rest? Did I miss that?
No, haven't rested or anything.
So anybody want to rest or should we just be like using some healing potions?
I don't really know where we are, to be honest with you. I've been spent all my time writing bills.
Walking into walls.
It's hard to write and walk at the same time.
I mean, I'm only taking...
NPCs always find a way.
It looks like...
Well, so what? We managed to get that door open, the elemental door, and we're met by whatever that thing was called. So we just took it out. So we're kind of like in the doorway to a dungeon crawl, sort of. Or that's the next door.
We took out the beholder and all of a sudden a random dungeon appears out of nowhere and there's a door and now it's open.
Okay. Well, so I suggest we heal one way or another before we go in there. I don't think I was the only one that took damage, was I?
It's not like a short rest, I guess.
This is the temple, Morn. They went into the temple to look for Baindur, went past the door that goes to what presumably was his chambers, but instead it goes to what seems like a vault, a dwarven vault.
Okay.
And that's where you've met up with these adventurers now, accompanied by Louis.
Do we have a place to rest if we needed to? Or like are we in a hazardous place? Or?
Well, there was a bunch of clockworks that attacked from this hallway along with that beholder, but beyond that you're not seeing anything other than that door that's at the end of the hall.
Okay. Are we still level 6?
Currently, yes.
Okay.
So are we taking a short rest real quick then so people can heal up and whatnot?
I'm not sure what short rest does for me for healing.
You get hit die you can roll during a short rest to heal yourself with. So you're level 6, you should have 6d8s, I think. And you can spend those for hit points.
Okay, 6d8.
I think that's a d8 for the monk. I probably drew it as well.
It says 1d8 plus 2, total 6. Does that mean I do that 6 times?
You can do it up to 6 times. You choose how many dice you want to roll out of that pool of 6. And you add 2 to each die you roll.
Okay, well, 5 rolls got me to max, so.
Does anybody else need anything else during the short rest, or is it just a few hit points and we're moving?
Well, I need to get hit points, but I don't know if my class does that in short rest. I don't know. I can't find it.
It does. You should also have 6 D8s.
Okay.
And then each time you roll the D8, you add your constitution modifier to it.
6 D8s?
Yep.
I only need 10. Oh.
So you probably only need to roll 1 or 2 dice.
5, 6, 7, 8. First 3 are a 5, 2, and a 1.
Each one of those, should add your con modifier. I can't remember what it is, though.
7 and 2. Yeah, I already got a 5 and a 7, so that's all 10 that I need.
There you go.
Also, I lost half my dice to the floor.
The floor is going to eat your dice now.
They should have been better haved.
So at this door, I'm assuming you're moving forward now, or?
I suppose so.
Okay, so this door, like I said, when you check it out, it doesn't have any traps or anything. It seems to just open. In this fairly spacious room, you start seeing like little glitters of light as you're opening this door, and you can see fully, like, there's a glow of like precious metals and gems that are just adorned all over this room. On the walls, there's carvings that depict scenes from dwarven history, and the air itself is pretty thick with the scent of like artifacts and treasures. In the center of this room, there's a massive stone statue of a dwarven king who seems to be holding a gleaming scepter in one hand and having heavy iron shield in the other.
I think so. You have enough to fix your city, Morad.
Oh, what with a heavy iron shield?
A golden scepter.
In the room? And that's it?
Just the statue and like gold everywhere.
What's the statue of?
Like a dwarven king. The statue has like a stone crown on it, has its scepter, which would be like a sovereign symbol.
Does our resident dwarf recognize this guy?
I'm so sorry. Who's the resident dwarf?
Do we have a dwarf?
Do we not? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a gnome and that's racist.
Did you just assume his race?
Did you just misrace me?
I think gnomes are taller than dwarves, aren't they?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Okay. I thought they were shorter.
Yeah, gnomes are small.
Okay, so does anybody know who this king would be?
Can I make a history check?
Sure.
I rolled a nat 1, so the total is 9.
Can I make a history check even though I don't know shenanigans about history? I got an 8. I guess I don't know nothing either.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try because I am supposed to be the researcher. I don't know how that actually helps me, but okay, 19.
Nice.
So with the 19, you would recognize this dwarf statue to be depicting kind of a fabled king that went by the name of Cecil. Dwarves like hailed him as one of the fiercest warrior kings of the ancient world, but he had a love for gold, gems, and precious metals, mithril. However, he was the last of his line. You recognize the statue because of the beard, ironically. He was known to style it in an unusual manner.
Well, I don't know who this guy is.
So, do we think that Baindor went this way? Is that why we came down here?
What happens if I take the scepter?
It's very large.
Can I pick it up?
The scepter is probably twice as tall as you, and you'd have to climb the statue to get to it. If you want to try to pry it from his hands, it's going to be one hell of a strength check.
Fuck it, why not? I got to climb up there?
Yeah, that part's not going to be so hard. It's I don't know how you're going to get it out of his hand, but it's going to be like a strength to see of at least 20.
Oh, yeah. I forget that. Anyways, anyone else want to try?
I'm not strong.
Erevan isn't very strong either.
I don't feel particularly in need of a scepter at the moment.
Okay.
As you're climbing down, Diamond, you see an inscription on the belt of that statue that says, "Pay homage to the Dwarven King, and he shall reveal the secrets of his treasure vault."
How do we pay homage to the Dwarven King?
Well, I think we just got some gems off that thing that I still can't remember the name of.
Is there a place to place gems? Is there like a bowl like in the last one?
I mean, there are bowls, but nothing like a pedestal that you're seeing where it would be an obvious place to put offerings.
What if I go and kneel in front of the statue? Say, you know, you supposedly were a good king. We have similar interests. I like gold and gems too.
Got to, you know, relate to him.
Yeah. Does that do anything other than make me look like an idiot?
Gold and gems.
I'm going to have you roll a persuasion check, Morin.
Oh, geez. Okay. That's a 12.
All right. You see the eyes of the statue move and look at you.
The statue's eyes. Oh, no.
Yeah, maybe you guys should pay homage, too.
Okay. Let's see.
All hail the king, question mark?
Roll a persuasion check.
Wait, do I have anything to add to that?
Charisma, if you have it.
So that's a 3 plus 7.
All right, you see the eyes move to 3 plus 7.
7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 3 plus 7 is 10.
Your charisma modifier.
No, you rolled a 7, right? And you added 3.
Oh, yeah.
I had persuasion.
Nice. So however,
my
that's not enough.
Is 0, but it's a plus 3. Okay.
Okay, yeah. The eyes move to Diamond next. Uh-oh. And you hear kind of in the chamber, like almost like a whisper that's echoing through.
So what was it he was asking for?
The inscription.
Yeah.
The inscription was, "Pay homage to the Dwarven King, and he shall reveal the secrets of his treasure vault."
Hmm. I mean, my character does have some gold. We all have a little gold, and we do have some gold in our shared, although not sure that would actually be on us. So maybe I take out some gold. I'm like, "We pay you homage, great Dwarven King. Please allow us to pass through."
So you're offering him gold? Where do you put it?
Okay, I guess he said there was a bowl. I'm putting it in the bowl. I have a 16. It's persuasion what I'm rolling.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are bowls, but there wasn't like one on a pedestal. So you're just putting it on one that's in a treasure hoard somewhere?
I mean, everybody else just had it in their hands, right?
So I just kneeled. I didn't offer him anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to offer him those gems.
No, I'm just like, "Hey, you're great. I like what you like."
Okay, well, so, yeah, sure, maybe I'll just put it in one of those bowls and...
Morin needs those gems for them bills.
Well, okay, our bills better be paid then.
Right.
This is your compensation, Morin.
How much are they worth?
I don't fucking know. Figure it out.
Enough to cover it.
I have expensive tastes.
How did my 16 do?
You would actually get the roll at advantage for offering, but 16 was enough.
Okay.
So with that, you can, that those whispers and stuff, you hear them change into an actual voice that you can hear, but it's in your heads, almost like telepathic. Something's like speaking to your minds. And it's a gruff voice, and it says something. Hold on. I had this written down somewhere. So it says, "My temple has been corrupted. I beg for your assistance."
Not much of a talker, is he?
How are we supposed to assist you?
I'm so sorry. What'd you say?
How are we supposed to assist you?
How are we supposed to assist you? It says, "I need the abominations removed, the influence of the mummy removed."
Well, today's your lucky day, because we were already working on that.
Yeah, we're already kind of here to kill him.
So we can work together. Perhaps you could help us to get through here more easily.
And as you say that, or after you say that, you see the wall behind him start to move to the left and right, and forming an opening. And that voice says again, "This is the way to the crypt."
Okay, let's go then. complete the mission.
Is that where we find the abomination?
It says that has been his lair. And the reward is all the you can see here.
Enough to pay some bills.
How much treasure is actually here?
There's like piles of treasure here. It's large.
All right. Excuse me.
So do we think Baindor would have set any traps that we would still need to look out for, even if this place is sort of on our side now?
I can look. Is that an investigation to look for traps? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I rolled good. I rolled a 19, so plus 5 is 24.
Nice.
What are you looking at? Like this room or?
Like he opened an entrance for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm looking.
Okay. As you're investigating that doorway, or that opening, I should say, in the wall, you can see another room that's beyond it, but it has several doors in there. As for traps, you're checking probably the floor and the wall,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. So you do find holes in the roof of this room. They're very small, but it's like perforated all the way across the ceiling here. And that looks very suspicious to you because it looks like something that could come through there.
Hmm.
Everything looks fine.
Hey. I suggest...
Well, except these holes right there.
We borrow the king's shield, and between all of us, like if we all huddled underneath it, we could carry it.
I mean, is there a way for me to like see a mechanism that would set the strap off?
You're not seeing a mechanism for it from the doorway here.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to hold the shield, I'll look for the mechanism.
Aravon, Diamond, do you want to help me get the shield?
Sure.
So enthusiastic.
Sorry.
So yeah, as you're trying to get the shield from the king, it comes off pretty easily. This is really heavy. But between the three of you, I think you can hold it. So
this seems awkward.
Yeah.
Let's go do shield things.
Just three fools hiding behind a shield.
Well, no, we hold rolled. It above us so that it can't hurt us, whatever comes out of the ceiling.
I only rolled a 13 for my investigation as we head down this thing.
Can I investigate as we head down this thing?
You're holding a stone 15, shield.
So no. Never mind.
I think I would have you roll at disadvantage for holding this big-ass shield up over your head. 19
or 16, then. That's what okay. I rolled.
So 13 and 16. As you enter this room, nothing has happened yet. Nothing's come out of the ceiling. You can see that there's three doors on the wall and then another two on the flank of you. So there's five doors in this room total. The door behind or the wall behind you starts to close as you have all passed into this room.
So we can't go back?
It's just starting to close at the moment. It hasn't closed yet, but it's closing.
Why is the door closing?
I mean, if we really wanted it to stay open, we could probably put the shield in it, but then we wouldn't have the protection.
What about the other thing? Well, what if we use the shield for now? Prop the other thing in there, get the shield out, and then do that.
Oh, you're talking about the scepter?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we propped the shield in there to hold it open, and we all go get the scepter, and then use the scepter in place of the shield.
Yeah, complicated, but I mean, it's just the first idea. Anyone else got something?
I mean, I think that would work.
All right, so you put the shield in to stop the door for now. Go back, you pull the scepter off the statue, and you put it in the doorway, and then go back into the room?
Yeah, after taking the shield again.
Okay. All right, the door continues to close, and it hits that scepter. Well, I should say the shield managed to stop the door, and the scepter manages to hold it, but you hear a lot of creaking from it.
It's not going to hold it for long.
The scepter seems considerably less strong since it's made from gold instead of the stone shield.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a big rock nearby?
No.
Damn. All right. Well, better make this quick. I guess I'm just going to start running in and force everyone else to come in.
Okay. Do we just pick a door together? I guess since we're all stuck under the same area.
Any, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. Whichever one it lands on, that's the one. Go.
Or so are we rolling for which door?
Sure, why not?
And there were five. Let me see. Do we have a dice that's for five?
Do a six. D10. If it lands on six, roll again. Five.
Or that.
Five. I got five.
Okay. Door five.
Just run down through door five.
All right. So you open door five and you go into, or you look into, a small circular room. It has smooth, very smooth stone walls and a dome ceiling. There are no corners. In the center of this room, you see a large circular pool of water. The pool is perfectly still.
Is it floating in midair? Or like, is it just...
No, it's not floating. It's on the floor because it's like a circular room.
Oh.
So there's a pool in the middle of this room. And there's like a blue glow coming from this pool.
Like, how big is the pool? Like a little pool or like a big pool?
It's probably about 5 feet in diameter. So, like, you could lay down from one side to the other, I guess.
Is it deep?
You're not sure. You can't see the bottom of it. But if the room continued in the same manner underneath that pool, it wouldn't be very deep.
Is it just water?
It seems like it.
It seems like it? Is there, like, an investigation thing I have to do?
You can take a drink.
Take a drink.
Yeah, then you'll
of
know.
This weird water in a room.
Maybe it'll give you a full, like, breadth of experience.
Can I smell the water?
Can you smell the water? Yes.
Yeah, to investigate it. Don't I have investigation on, like, smelling things? Because I'm a cat. I think I have advantage.
It'd be perception, but yeah. When you go to smell the water, you don't smell anything odd about it.
It's just water. It smells like water. That's what water does. Is it smells like water.
You never know. I guess I'll drink some water. Fine.
Uh-oh.
All right. As you... How do you drink the water? Do you just, like, stick your face in it, or...
And just, like, lick it? I don't know.
Okay. So as you start to lap the water up, there's little ripples that come out from where you're doing this, and those start to slow down, which is pretty unnatural to you quite immediately. And then it starts to bubble, and you see what looks like little boiling, like the water starting to boil.
Water isn't supposed to do that on its own.
I'm not licking the water anymore. That seems like a bad idea. Don't
do
that.
Feel?
I don't know. How do I feel? Does anything feel different for me?
No, you don't feel any different from it. However, the vapor from this water is starting to come together up over the water, and it's starting to take the shape of something. Let's go ahead and roll initiatives.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I got a 20.
Oh, I just got a 22.
Erebon has 16.
I have a 13.
I just rolled a 20 again. What the fuck? Are you loaded?
Okay, so add your initiative to that. Mine would make it 23.
Oh, mine is... My initiative, what's that? Hold on.
Should
my initiative
bonus.
Is 2. Oh, my dexterity bonus is probably the same. Yeah. No, wait, hold on. Yeah, 2. So, yeah, you win.
Okay, Nalita, you're actually up first.
I know, that never happens.
God, I didn't want to be first anyway.
Okay, but up first to do what? There's just some sort of water shape.
Yeah.
Is it attacking us? Are we fighting like, now? Why, water?
Do we think it's
giving you life?
Sorry, come again?
Do we think it's hostile?
By the look on its weird, watery face, it looks very perturbed that someone was licking it.
Do you want me to lick you again?
Don't tempt her. She'll do it.
Most definitely.
But it's water. So, I don't know. I guess use my unarmed strike. Or I'll see. Yeah, I just don't know what to try on this. I guess I'll just go ahead and do my strongest thing, the vicious spear. 15.
2 hits? That's enough.
Okay. Okay, sorry. This was easier when I was just using the app for the dice. All right. Okay, so 9 for damage.
Okay, and this is bludgeoning? Or no, it's piercing. It's a spear, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
So, I mean, like, to actually do something?
I think it was a magical spear.
Right.
Right, so the creature is still forming. It's still growing. Like right now, it's about twice as big as a person, but it's still getting bigger. It's almost filling this room here, or it looks like it might as the water's coming up and turning into something. But you can see that it did not appreciate being stabbed by your spear, and you think it's been effective.
Would fire hurt this thing more?
Probably. If anything, you'd think it would hurt it less, I think.
Well, it's already steam, right? So if I make the steam hotter, does it dissipate?
Does she learn anything about it now because she's tasted it?
Oh.
Roll a nature check, Diamond.
I only got an 8 still.
No.
So, I mean, do you guys think I should give it a shot and do my unarmed strikes, do the flurry of blows, see if it does anything?
I mean, sure, why not?
All right. 13, is that enough?
No, if that's an attack roll, no.
Okay, let me do the second one. Oh no, that's 8. Okay, well.
8 total? No.
Yeah.
So, anything else on your turn?
Nope.
Okay, Diamond.
All right, I guess I'm gonna just produce flame and find out the easy way if it makes it harder or not. It hits it harder or not, that's what I meant. I totally said that the first time. I don't think I hit.
What'd you get?
A 9. I don't know what I'm supposed to add to it, though.
Your spell attack bonus. That might be a hit.
What's that? Oh, 6? 9 plus 6, so 15.
Yeah, that's enough.
Oh, okay. So what is that? A d6, right?
I think so.
A 2?
2 fire damage?
Yeah.
Anything else on your turn?
No. Did the fire make anything better or worse or no?
By your guess, you don't think it's did extra damage to it?
Okay.
So you don't think fire was particularly effective on its own.
Okay.
Erevan.
I'm just going to walk up to it and swing my greatsword at it.
Okay.
21 and 22, I assume those hit.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one does 13 magical slashing damage and 5 fire damage. And the second one does another 13 magical slashing damage and another 5 fire damage. Okay, then.
Anything else?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, Morad.
So, has it coalesced into anything yet? Is it still just like a person in the mist? Do I have an idea of what it might be?
You could do an arcana check, I suppose, yeah.
All right. I got a 13.
Okay. You think it's some sort of elemental, probably a water one, but you're not sure, because it's made more out of vapor than water.
Okay. I guess I'll just throw a firebolt at it and do my ballista. It's a 28 to hit. And it's 7 for the firebolt. 7 points of damage. And then okay. I'll do the ballista, which is also a magic damage. And I got a nat 20. And that's going to do 24 damage.
Jesus.
I know. 48 is pretty badass when you double it.
All right. Is that your turn then?
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Okay. So you did not have to approach it. You were at range, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Alita, Erevan are definitely next to it, but Diamond probably as well, since you were looking at it.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have her take disadvantage on that because I wasn't sure where she was exactly.
Oh,
who has rights to throw
disadvantage?
At it?
Yeah, it's fine, though. What'd you say, Alita?
Who has rights to throw at it? Maybe we can just absorb it.
I've got a ShamWow. I mean, I don't know how that'll do.
Let me check. I don't know. I do like rice. Mason's yummy.
All right. Thalir shoots it for 6 damage.
Forgot about him.
Oh, yeah. Do I still have my summoned beast?
Oh, yeah. It has been an hour, so no.
Okay. So a mystery summon. Gotcha.
Yeah. It was the short rest takes an hour. And I think that's the time on the summoned spell.
Okie dokie.
All right, so this thing starts moving forward, and it's enveloping the three of you, Alita, Diamond, and Erevan. And
enveloping?
Just like the mist is coming or moving around you, and the water starts rising up into it a bit, and you feel it starting to starting to squeeze all of you. So I need you to make strength saving throws.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well,
we got that's... a one.
No.
What'd you get, Alita?
Well, I rolled 18, so plus the strength, that's 20.
Okay.
I rolled a 1, and I have no strength, so...
What'd you get, Erevan?
15.
Well, I fucked up.
That's all you get for licking it.
I know.
You're charmed by it. You're like, yeah, give me a hug.
Hug me. I love you.
All right, you take, Diamond, 11 damage from this
Ouch.
Thing.
And
you're also grappled by it.
Oh, no.
Alita and Erevan, you managed to escape from it, and you're outside of its weird enveloping vaporing stuff.
Yay.
I love you, Mist. You're my best friend.
Comforting blanket.
Give it some more licks.
All right, it's going to take a couple attacks, I think. Let me read this again. Okay, yeah. Does a 21 hit Erevan?
Yep.
Erevan, oh man, you take 7 damage.
Erevan just like brushes his shoulder off again.
Right,
did Alita's I feel turn. A breeze just now?
Alita, it's your turn.
Okay, I feel like I should probably be trying to save Diamond. So if I threw a rope in there for her to grab and try and pull her out, would she be able to grab it? Or maybe, do I need to lasso? Should we see if I can lasso her?
Sure. Okay, so you have rope, I'm assuming.
I'm tied up either way, so yes, mommy, right. Tie me up. Sorry.
Roll your roll an attack roll, Alita.
Okay. So 17, what would I be adding to that?
That's enough on its own.
Okay.
So you manage to throw it on her. Now you have to tug of war with this elemental thing. So need you to make an acrobatics check.
Okay.
And it's going to be opposed.
17?
Yeah, you pull her out.
Yay! Thanks for saving me.
See the gift.
Oh, the Pink Panther with the lasso?
Yeah. So, in my inventory, I have, where is it? An elemental gem, an emerald, which is the water one. But I think we must have gotten those... maybe when we did the shopping or something. Does anybody have one that's something else?
Nope, not that I know of. I have an obsidian steed. I pull out it. I don't really know what it does. I just thought it was cool. It's a horsey.
Yeah, I think the obsidian horse summons a horse. But the elemental gem, all that does is summons an elemental. It would be interesting to see. But
should I summon the horse?
All right. Well, I was thinking probably not particularly helpful if they were the same elemental.
I mean, it would be interesting to see so elemental versus elemental.
They're just splashing each other.
Like kids playing in a puddle.
Is that your turn, Alita?
Yeah, I mean, I pulled her out. I think that's probably it.
You did the thing.
Diamond.
Oh, and I move us back. How about that? I move us back.
Okay.
I think I should wait to pull out my obsidian steed until we, like, are killing the
mummy?
Mummy, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I couldn't think of the word.
It is your turn, Diamond.
So I'm not going to summon the steed, but I'm probably just going to do more fire damage. So I'm just going to produce flame. 16 plus whatever. What the spell, whatever the thing is, spell attack bonus.
Yeah.
So 22.
Yeah, that's a hit.
A 6 damage.
Okay. Erevan, unless you're having more to do on your turn, Diamond.
No.
Okay.
Flaming sword again. 22 and 25 to hit.
Yep, both hit.
First one does 17 magical slashing damage and 4 fire damage. And the second one does 11 magical slashing damage and 8 fire damage. That would be Erevan's turn.
Morid.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'll shoot my cannon first this time, though. And that's on a 14. Boom. It's only a 14.
14 to hit is a mess.
I miss with the thing. But I'll do a firebolt because, you know, and that's a 14.
Kill it with fire.
I'm sorry. Sorry. 14 is actually a hit.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, double hit then. So 10 points of damage from the firebolt and 8 points of damage from the ballista. That's my turn.
All right. Fleer shoots another arrow from near Morin. All right. So the water on this elemental starts boiling again.
So should I just drink more of it so that it goes away?
Keep licking it.
That's la, the secret. La, la, la. All right, so it's water. The water in here is starting to evaporate quite a bit, and it's starting to just become completely steam. However, as it's doing this, like a jet shoots out from it of water.
Quick, hold up that shield.
Or hide behind it at least.
So I need everybody to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oop.
As this superheated water comes flying at you.
22.
20.
7.
Anyone who did not make a 17 con saving throw takes 20 damage. 20
con
damage.
Or dex?
I'm sorry, dex.
Okay, because con I have a plus 7.
Oh, shit. If you made the save, it's 10 damage.
If I didn't, it's how much?
20.
Oof. So is this thing like dead or dying?
I'm dying.
It looks like it's getting stronger.
Eh, fuck it. Hellish Rebuke. So, Dexterity Saving Throw is what that is.
All right, yeah. So it'd be a 16.
I think that is just barely a success. So, it would take a total of 14 fire damage, and that's the save included.
Okay, that would be Alita's turn then.
Okay. All right. Vicious Spear. So 14, you said that was enough?
Yep.
And then 26. Okay. So those hit. And then. Okay, so 12 damage and 8 damage.
Diamond.
Oh, it's my turn now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just gonna try to keep hitting it with fire. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know why I'm attacking this fog. It just got defensive because I licked it.
Give us some more licks.
Do you want me to lick you some more? Should I lick the air?
No, lick the water because it seems to like
I thought it all evaporated.
It's starting to.
Are we breathing in the what you call it now?
Lick the steam then.
Insult him. Tell him he's stinky.
Do my insides feel like they're boiling? Because, like, I drank the water.
No. You seem pretty unaffected.
Okay. Do I? Because I'm dying. You know what? I need to take some health potions or something, man. Because I have cut 10 health. I have 2 healing word scrolls. Can I use that? Can I use a healing word scroll?
Yeah, you can. I think that's a bonus action.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
So what dice do I roll? Sorry, I'm done.
I think you just roll it. If it's a scroll, you'd just roll the D4. 1D4.
Okay, I found one. 4. Yay!
And then you add your spellcasting modifier, which would be your wisdom modifier.
So 6?
Yeah.
So 10? Okay.
All right, you still have your action, though, if you wanted to do something.
All right. Why not? I guess I'll just shoot some more magic flame or produce flames at this thing. Oh, wrong dice. 9 plus it. You add your spell modifier thingy, right?
Yeah, your spell casting. I think that's a hit though, because yours was 6, I think.
6 plus 9, so that would be 15.
Yeah, that's a hit.
So 4 damage.
All right, Erevan.
I'm just gonna keep swinging my sword at it. So 19 and 26 to hit, I think. So the first one does 12 slashing damage and 8 fire damage. And the second one does 13 slashing damage and 12 fire damage. That's my turn.
Morid.
Can I keep doing the same thing? Firebolt, that's an 11, so that's a miss. Let's try to shoot that ballista for my bonus action. It's a 19 on the die, so it's going to be a hit. That's 14 damage. That's my turn.
Okay. Actually, Faleer got a good hit in. All right, the elemental starts to dissipate. The steam starts turning back into water. It just starts pooling up in the middle of that room again. And after a few moments, you see that it goes back to exactly as it was when you went into the room.
Well, that was fun. Moving on then, I suppose.
Is there any other way out of the room? Just the one door?
Just the one door and this one thing to fight.
Okay, well, on to the next door.
Yeah, grab our shield.
Door 2.
Door 2. So you look into here, and you see just dirt on the ground. A considerable amount of dirt in this room. It's not much bigger than the room with the water in the pool. There's also no doors out of this room.
Except for the door we came in?
Right.
Okay.
Well, should we just turn around and go back then?
There's nothing in here at all. Okay. Yep, just turn around and go back. Dirt on the ground.
Pick another door.
Okay. 3.
All right. You open this door and light fills the room that you're currently in. Shining out of this one. In this one, you see a blaze of fire.
Do we see any doors?
You can't really see too far through the fire. It's just fire in there.
So 5 was water, 2 was earth, 3 was fire. What's the next one then, I guess?
I'm gonna try 1 or 4.
1.
1?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an empty room similar to the water room 5, also with smooth stone, just completely empty, and there's just air in here.
Okay, 4 then.
You see light in here, but there's not a flame, there's no sconces.
Is there a door?
There's not a door.
Are we supposed to put all the things from all the rooms together, like the one room back the other day?
I mean, we defeated the water and it just went back to what it was doing before.
So, like, what if we just, like, cup some water in our hand and bring it in here wherever, in a middle room that has none of the elements, the hallway, I don't know.
I think that would just mean we were fighting the water elemental again if we disturbed it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, maybe we have to defeat each one in order for a door to open. Or the fire one, we can't tell if there's a door because of the fire. So maybe it's the only
what
one.
What if we lure the water into the fire?
That would be interesting.
I don't know if we can do it with bacon, though. What does water like?
It likes to be licked.
Are we sure about that? Because it kind of attacked us last time I licked it.
But I bet you would have. And it also gave you a hug, though.
That's its way of saying it loves you. It's showing affection.
Okay. Got a weird way.
It's like, hey.
Trying to kill you is its definition of affection, by the way.
Excellent. I'm glad I get to be the favorite.
Well, yeah, you're the one licking it.
What if we did it the other way around? Like, what if we used a torch to get the fire and take the fire to the water?
But then there's still the fire in the room, though.
I guess. I mean, do we have an idea of how to lure any of them?
Well, we know that licking them makes them want to give you a hug.
Yeah, the kind of hug that kills you.
Even if they get mad, wouldn't they chase you?
Oh, I guess you're right. So I should go lick it and have him chase me. So I should lick the water and then start running. All right. You guys should probably get out of the way.
All right, yeah, we'll open up the door to the fire room.
All right. I'm going to lick the water and then run towards the fire room.
I was just going to ask to clarify. That was... So you're going to lick the water, elemental thing, and then run into the fire. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Either I burn to a crisp or the water element saves me.
Okay, so she's chased by the water elemental. You see her going to the circular room, spherical room.
The room with the fire.
For a moment, to lick the water. Runs through the room you're all in with the water element, water steam thing chasing her into the fire.
Okay, guys, I got everything under control. It's chasing me into the fire. Don't worry, guys. I got this.
Okay. I don't think we have time for this tonight, but we'll be rolling initiatives again.
Oh, jeez.
Or, let me think about it for a minute here, because this is good.
Aravon, go lick the fire.
Not exactly my thing. I mean, it's hot, but it's not exactly my type.
Is everyone okay with us breaking here so that I can figure out what goes on with this event? Okay.
Yeah, I need to sleep anyways. I'm tired.
All right. 2 weeks okay for everybody?
Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Louis is just like, this is very interesting. I've never been on an adventure before.
Licking elementals and seeing what happens next.
Trying to combine water and fire elementals.
This is just adventuring 101 right here.
Yeah, they're natural opposites.